Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old John. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us played, oh, and some of us cried. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of.
What I had dreamed of.
She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
Can't wait. Come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
Down below, down below. Down below, down below, down below, down below. Thank you. Thank you. You're so beautiful, huh? The signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she doesn't remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Come on, the guns, sir. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day of my life.
Oh. Woo!
It was a cold, this day. I had to rub the cover, no, 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 no.
Legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Chi-Lights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Chi-Lights, live on Tribe Family Channel. I am the creator of Soul School Music, Beverly Black, and it is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to have the last man standing, Marshall Thompson. What's happening, my brother?
Pleasure, good evening. We're ready for tonight's show. We're going to have a good one tonight.
Oh, yes, indeed, we are. And ladies and gentlemen, you are set for a fantastic show. We have none other than the Independents. But before we bring our guest on, let's say hello to our co-producer, Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, helping me hold it down. How you doing, Daisy?
Hi, good evening. I'm fine. Hello, everyone.
Oh. All right now. Now, here's a little bit about our guest before we get started. In 2015, Maurice Jackson, driven by his passion to perform for the fan base who loved the Independents, longed to return to the stage. The other original members, Chuck Jackson, Helen Curry, and Eric Thomas, having embarked on other careers and had little interest in performing live again, so Maurice Jackson formed Maurice Jackson's Independents. Now, please turn down your speakers and any sounds that you have going on around you, because I am hearing an echo of my voice. Continuing on, after some trial and error, the talented and stylistic New Independents consist of the original members legendary Maurice Jackson, songstress Lois Ann, and Grammy-nominated songwriter, musician Paul Richmond. Ladies and gentlemen, right here live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the Independents. Hello, good evening, and God bless.
God bless you. Good evening to you.
Good
Hello.
Evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Good evening, fellas.
Hey, Marshall.
What up, Marshall?
Hey, Marshall.
How you doing? Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. I love the introduction that you did, the song that you were singing. Beautiful, man. Real good.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. We're going to get into y'all super hits in a minute here.
All right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're definitely going to do that. But first, we're going to find out more about the independence. So let's do this roundtable style. We want to hear from each one of the independents. Tell us, when did you first start off on your soul school or your soul music journey? So let's go ahead and start with the legendary Maurice Jackson, and let's go around the room.
Started 17. I started in Reno, Nevada, with a group called Citations and also Mars No. 4 in Chicago, and did Soul Train with the Shylights. And then it came back again with the Independence. We formed a group called Independence, and that was history. Chuck Jackson.
Well, now take us all the way back to, before you fast forward, let's go back to when you were 17. What were or who were your musical experiences? Influences, I'm sorry. Who were your musical influences?
What's his name? I was influenced by Jerry Butler, really. I liked his songs, and I sang his songs, and every time I sang a song for a special program, talent show, I always took first place. So it encouraged me to go on. I won about three talent contests singing Jerry Butler's songs. And so that encouraged me to go on. Each time I did something, I got more courage to do something else. Then I found myself with the bug, wanted to do more, getting involved, recording and all. So I kept on moving. 18, 19, 20, I did Citations. I did recording by the Checkmates in Reno, Nevada, and then I left there and came to Chicago about 20, 21, 22. I was with the Donny Hathaway. I recorded a song by Donny Hathaway.
Wait, stop. See, I was trying to keep my hat on when you said Jerry Butler, okay?
Right.
Now you're going to drop Donny Hathaway. So now tell us, and then the Checkmates, oh my goodness, you dropping gems up in here. So now you're 17, 18, where are you? What area are you growing up in? And
I grew up in Chicago.
Okay, yep. So you're in Chicago.
Right. And I left Chicago and went to Reno, Nevada. That's why I did nightclub work there. I worked on stages around Ray Charles, all of the, I can't think of other artists, Billy Preston and those guys. And I worked in a nightclub singing songs like most artists at that time. But I really wanted to get into recording real good, and that's why I met the Checkmates. I was on the stage in a place on the main street in Reno, Nevada, Checkmates on the main floor, and I was up in the Sky Room. So they came up and wanted to record me. So they recorded me a song called Love Has Left Us. And I took that to Chicago, and they played on the radio. And at that time, Eddie Thomas heard it. And they brought me to the studio with Donny Hathaway. E. Rodney Jones became my manager. So they took me in the studio with Donny Hathaway. He arranged a song called Lucky Fellow. And from that time, I went on Soul Train in 1971. And when I came back from Soul Train in 71, I was approached by Eddie Thomas, Chuck Jackson, Marvin Yancey to form a group called The Independents. And then the rest is history.
The rest truly is history. Wow.
So So when I was doing all that, we went in the studio. Eddie Thomas, he was a powerful man. He worked with us real hard, got us ready. We did a tour even before we sold any records. Went from state to state just for promotion. And then we carried on, kept going. And then our first song was Just As Long As You Need Me. It did real well. Stayed in the top 10 for a long time. And Eddie Thomas kept busy, kept us going. And eventually, we took us back in the studio, and that's when we did Leaving Me. And the first time we met. And then...
Okay, now pin that right there so that we can hear from the other members, because you brought us up to Leaving Me, and I'm not going to let you leave me like I told you at the beginning. So pin that. Let's get around to Ms. Lois, and then we're going to come up with Mr. Paul Richmond. Ms. Lois, how you doing, sweetie Lois Ann?
I am blessed. I am doing very well. So grateful to be on your station today, and certainly wishing Marshall well. We love him and all that he's done. Such an inspiration, having known him through my father, Maurice Jackson. And though my dad is the original member, I have the privilege of working with my father in a platform that is absolutely fantastic. I have learned more about the other side of music that I just didn't know, but I did have the privilege of watching my father as a child on up, and so excited to work along with him and to get to learn from him, and such big shoes to fill. I also
entire life,
honored to work with my dad and to work with Paul, two living legends, and it's just a joy. It's just a joy.
Well, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Now, I'm a daddy's girl myself. My dad is smiling down on me, and I know he cannot believe all of this, but he certainly backed up all of my aspirations. And so for you to be working with your dad and for him to back up your aspirations and your being in the music business with him, that's a joy and a wonderful thing to hear. So are you did you grow up in Chicago?
Yes, I also have been in Chicago most of my life, although I was born in Reno, Nevada. most of my life, like I said, and I grew up loving to watch the independence. Sometimes my dad even took me out of town, and I had a chance to see them in the studio, and certainly I loved Helen. So much so that the joke is that when they see pictures of us that we look just alike, well, that's because I have imitated her. she was fantastic, her voice, her style, and so I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to watch her. She taught me a lot. I never thought I would ever have, but I'm so glad. This is just fantastic to get a chance to learn a style of music that I just didn't really know. But having a chance to talk to my dad about a lot of the music and how things are done, it's just an inspiration in itself. So grateful.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, well, we're going to hear from Mr. Paul Richmond, and then we're going to hear a special dedication before we start another round of questions. So, Mr. Paul Richmond, when did you get bit by that soul music bug? Where are you from, and how did it happen?
I hail from the South. I'm a Southern boy. I came from Memphis, Tennessee when I was tiny, tiny, tiny. Moved to Chicago about 6 months ago. And we moved here, stayed on the north side. Early age of maybe about 8, 9 years old, my mother taught me how to play guitar, blues, actually Jimmy Reed. And then that's how I got my initial bug from the blues. And played guitar in, all high school, what have you, various little bands. Then I finally went out on my first professional performance with the Five Stair Steps. I took a 3-month hiatus out of school. My mother almost killed me. I had to go back to summer school. And then I was in 1970. And so then moving forward, right about then, I learned that there was a group called the Independents that Eddie Thomas called me up one day and said, "Hey, man, I want you to get with my group." And I said, "Okay, well, what do I need to do?" So meet me at the office, 323 East 23rd Street. Went down there, met the group, talked to Eddie. He said, "I want you to be in my band." So I joined Independence, and I've been with them ever since in some kind of capacity. So back then, I was just I started out being their guitar player, but then I was kind of fluent on guitar and bass. So at some point, they needed a bass player, so I became the bass player. And I bounced back and forth between bass guitar over several years. And then at some point, they needed a session guitar player because the other session guitar player they couldn't find. So they were going to have me to fill in until they found him. And that was leaving me. The intro part of leaving me, they had me play that temporarily. It was initially to be temporary. They said, "Just fill that in. We'll find Byron Gregory, the real guy. And we'll bring him in playing the real stuff, but you just kind of doodle on what you got to doodle on, so long as we got a guitar player." And they paid me $50, which is a lot of money back in 72.
Mm-hmm.
So I got $50.
It's a lot of money in 2017, if you depending on who you're talking to.
Right. Well, I hit the lottery that day. I did something I love doing. I got paid for it, $50, you know.
Wow.
And then maybe shortly thereafter, the group kind of semi-disbanded. It didn't break up. It kind of just pulled back for a minute. And we didn't do no jobs. We just kind of like went to a hiatus for a minute. So I had to pull off the road and go back to my part-time job at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Went back there. And then while we were kind of taking this hiatus, leaving me was going crazy. It was catching on fire. And then next thing you know, the group pull back together. And
okay, wait, pin that right there, because now you done brought us up to leaving me. So now, this particular, so we're going to pin that and come back around to you all, back around to Mr. Kevin Lois, and then back to you, Paul. So, and what I'm going to be asking, Maurice, Loisanne, and Paul. And what I'm going to be asking you is your first knowledge of the Shylights and Mr. Marshall Thompson. But before we start that line of questioning, we want to do this special segment in honor of Mr. Walter Bunny Sigler. He was called home on Monday, October 6, 2017. His homegoing services will be held Friday, October 13, 2017. The viewing is 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then his service will be at 10 a.m. at Sharon Baptist Church, 3955 Conshohocken Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19131. The interment will be at Rolling Green Cemetery, and it is at this moment that we want to honor the good friend of Marshall Thompson's, Mr. Walter Bunny Sigler.
Come on, baby, yeah, the city.
Walter, Bunny, Sigler, Let the Good Times Roll and Feel So Good. And we're going to keep it rolling while we remember him. Now, this portion, we're going to find out all about the independents and their relationship with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Life. So, Mr. Maurice Jackson, how and when did you first hear of Marshall Thompson and let him know how he impacted your musical career?
Well, Marshall was very special to me. He impacted my life in different ways. First time I met him in Brunswick, Eugene Records in the studio, and he was recording. But I really got the chance to know him when I went to Soul Train in 1971. I was singing two songs, Lucky Fell and Step by Step, and the Shy Lights were there. And he kind of took me up under his wing. I was kind of green as an apple. I didn't know much about that. But he stuck with me, and he used to help me a lot in different ways. It's kind of hard to remember all the things, but I do remember that he was special to me. And right today, I love him very much. And whenever I really wanted to talk to somebody, maybe go through some direction, he was always there to give me some direction and encourage me. So early days, Marshall Thompson is someone that I truly admired. I always admired him.
And Marshall Thompson?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
And he knows how I feel about him even today. Whenever I see him, I'm glad to see him. I'm glad to see him still moving forward, doing things that he loved to do. And I've talked to him periodically, and he's been a dedicated person to the industry. And I could tell I'd love to hear what he's doing on the radio. I'd love that. It's wonderful to hear him doing that. And I got a lot of respect.
Amen.
This is the first time I've heard his program, and I was really impressed by it.
He books his guests. He's right here. He can hear you. He's going to talk to you. But he books his guests between he and our co-producer, myself. We were just honored to hear Marshall book you all on the show. And so, Marshall Thompson, let Maurice Jackson know how you feel.
Well, first of all, we go back a long ways, back in the Soul Train days when me and Dr. Cornelius was at the Guys and Gals, first thinking about having Soul Train. Oh, no, we was right there, Guys and Gals on 69th Street. Okay, when Don was, we were sitting at the bar, and Don was telling Marshall, I think I'm going to have me a Soul Train. I said, so what? He said, I'm going to have a Soul Train. I'm going to have all the local artists on the television show with us. And Maurice and them came up with that first hit record. And they came down there and did it. And actually, I was down there when they first did the record.
Right. Soul Train. You're right.
That's way back when Soul Train was right there on downtown Chicago, on Channel 26. Okay. And after that, I was down to the office one day. I was across the street eating. And Carl Davis came over there and said, hey, we got a smash on the independent. I said, what? You got a what? And he played that record for me in the car. I had just bought me a brand new Cadillac. I had brought a red, white Cadillac. Remember that car?
Yeah.
I bought a brand new red, white Cadillac sitting right in front of my office. And he played that record. I said, man, these guys are gone. These guys are gone. Next thing I know, 2 months later, they was on their way. And then come to find out they was on tour with us. You know, we end up in Greenville, South Carolina, where the lead singer's family lived at. And we was at the auditorium there. See, we had so many people at the auditorium, they couldn't even, I mean, it was around the block waiting to get in there. The Shy Lights and Independence. There was a couple of more acts on the show with it. And they was on their way.
Marshall, I'm going to
I
personally want to thank you for my career. I appreciate you so much, man.
Well, I appreciate you, too. I mean, I'm glad to see you still out here doing it and keeping your group together and keeping the guys going. And it's a pleasure, man, because you got to hit the same. There's no question. So, and a lot of people listening to you tonight, and I know it, you don't know it, but they're listening to you right now all over the world.
Thank you, man.
As you open your mouth.
Amen.
All over the world right now. And,
thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bless you all. Thank you. Thank you, Marshall.
And let's remind everyone that you are tuned into Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson live on Tribe Family Channel. I'm Beverly Black, his sidekick, and we are talking to the Independents. We have our co-producer, Daisy, holding it down, Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, with us. And this is a wonderful conversation where we are learning all about how the Shilites, Mr. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing, and the Independents came to learn of each other. So we're going to skip Lois Ann on this question. We're going to come back to her. We're going to ask Mr. Paul Richmond his first remembrances and influence of Marshall Thompson and the Shilites.
Okay, the year was 1969. Location was the west side of Chicago. There was a big gymnasium that we did. We should do concerts at. I was playing for a local group called the Turbulations, I believe. They were like Little Temptations. And the Shilites were the headliners. And so they came in getting ready to do the show, and the first person I saw was Marshall. And I thought, you know, these guys being like having a hit record, they just had I think one of their first hits in 69. It wasn't Old Girl. It wasn't Have You Seen It. It was one of the earlier hits. You know,
Give It Away.
Give It Away. Yeah, that was it. They had Give It Away. It was a big record in Chicago. So Marshall comes in, and we're thinking, oh, he's going to be so diddy. He's going to have attitude. Because back then, when groups got big records like that, they had attitudes a lot of times. You couldn't really approach them. Marshall was just like talking to one of the regular guys. I'm like, who is he? They said, he is Marshall. And
wow.
I was really blown. The fact that he was so humble, he took the time to talk to us. And we were like, we thought,
yeah,
little peons, you know.
That's who he was.
Right. He just talked to us.
He
talked to us like we was just as big as him, you know. And that was the first impression I had of Marshall. And then after that, I just became a fan, you know, just because I liked Marshall so much. And then like Maurice, I was there with Maurice when he ran into him on the road. So we experienced a lot of the same thing he already discussed, being on these concerts in North Carolina, South Carolina.
Right.
You know, with Chuck's parents and things like that. So we experienced a lot of similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall has never changed from that day until now. And even now today, aside from the groups, Marshall and I, we still do other things in the studio in terms of productions and things like that. So we've always been somewhere in each other's little corner, you know, from then to now.
Wow. Now, Mr. Jackson, which one of the Shilites' song was Lois Ann created on?
Shame.
Wait, Lois Ann, sweetie, your first knowledge of the Shilites.
Well, no, the one thing I can say is that my dad is always wanted to make sure that I was aware of the people that he worked with and really to have that rich history to be able to draw from. And so we were singing in another group, my dad and I, and another couple of members, my sister Nicole, Felicia Jackson, which is Chuck Jackson's daughter, and Barry.
All right. All right.
Also, we were singing in another group, and we had the privilege of being the opening act for the Shilites on a couple of stages, and that's when I had the first knowledge and just to get to meet
Maurice and the ET group.
Yeah, Maurice and the ET group. That was the group that we were singing in at that time. And I had a chance through Eddie Thomas to be able to meet Marshall personally. Again, you know, so down to earth, so cordial, and, you know, just sharp as a tack now. I mean, it was clean.
as I can't tell you how sharp he was. Every time I saw him, he was clean as water hell.
Come on now, you better say that, Grace. He still keep it clean as the Board of Health.
And of course, they showed out on the stage, so I got to see it firsthand, and so excited because I had heard so much about it through my father and just different things that he had gone through over the years, and to see it for myself made it absolutely fantastic and beautiful to see. So I'm honored.
Wonderful.
And not having,
wonderful,
you know,
wonderful,
worked with him like my father, but just that little bit was fantastic. And thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, this segment is what Marshall calls 90% business, 10% show. So, Marshall, before we ask our guests to tell our audience their version of business ethics, explain what you mean by 90% business, 10% show.
Well, you always know you got to take care of that business first. It's always 90% the business, contracts, getting paid, knowing what you do with it, with your business, and BMI, ASCAP, different things. Okay? It's 90% business, and it's only 10% show because everybody can just about entertain. It was born to entertain, if you're going to be an entertainer. But the business side of it is the hard part. If you don't take care of the business, then you're not going to be able to do your other business because you'll be out of the business. So it's 90% business. It's only 10% of the show.
That's right. That's right. So, Mr. Maurice Jackson, how does the independence evoke keeping it 90% business and 10% show? What does it take for you all to do what you do as eloquently as you do?
Well, first of all, we rehearse all of the time and make sure our paperwork's ready. If we do any writing, make sure, like I'm a publisher for BMI, make sure that all the songs are guarded and protected, so we won't lose any money in the process. But the main thing is making preparations to go on stage. That's a lot of work. Just not talking about it. You got to rehearse on a regular basis. Make sure we get the people the best things that's necessary. And see, another thing I never do, I never go any place without I get 50% of our money before we hit any place. We all get deposits. That's business. We'll never go any place, especially out of the country, or any place, without getting half of your money, my fact, maybe more. Now, we like to perform. See, in the early days, they got hurt like that because it was more play than business. But we've learned over time. But you got to take care of the business before you make any positive moves anyway, because you don't want to come up shorthanded in the end. So it's always good to, if you're publishing, if you're writing, whatever, make sure that you're getting paid for it. And it's very
all right now.
I mean, so we don't play. I love singing. And we're not going to let anybody take advantage of us because they will do that. It's business. No, don't promise.
Amen, amen.
Put it in writing.
Now, true that, true that. Now let me ask Loisann, what would you tell our youth in terms of getting into the business and sustaining?
Well, first of all, because, you know, a lot of the way that the younger generation handle music is completely different from the way it was handled in the past, and so a lot of the differences it's almost completely out of their element. But I can say that, first of all, be true to what you are writing. You can't write about what you don't know about. Make sure that you're careful
who you connect with. A lot of the connections that people make aren't good ones, and they lead them down, you know, the wrong road. Also, to make sure you get a lawyer, you get a music attorney, to make sure that all of the business is actually being handled properly. It's so easy to be excited about all these doors and opportunities and to be taken. Also, to make sure you rehearse. You know, be prepared before you get on the stage. Give your absolute best so that you can give the best on the stage that you can give. Know yourself. If you aren't the person who has knowledge of all of those other aspects of music, ask questions. Don't go out there blind. It's okay to ask. It's okay not to know. And whatever you do, give your best. Give your best. I think that's what I would tell them. And make sure don't blow all your money.
And make sure you don't spend. There you go. Wow, wonderful advice, wonderful advice. Mr. Paul Richmond.
Yes.
90% business, 10% show. Go.
Okay, I'm the person who did it all wrong in the beginning. I was all
well, me
show
too.
And lose business. I used to buy new Corvettes every couple of years. And I used to just blow my money like water when I wrote some of those bigger hits like Shining Star and In the Mood. So I learned on the back end the lesson that I should have learned on the front end. So I know now what I should have and could have done, you know. So getting to your point, yeah, have the business down, and then that way you'll retain a lot more money on the back end, and everything will pan out better on the back end if you have the business tight. You know, and the business, now I know that I got to be, you know, tight with my BMI, I got to be tight with my Harry Foxes, my ASCAPs, all that, all the paperwork, all the copyrights, have all those things in place. So, and then we have our corporation that we run everything through. So our business is pretty tight. As far as the performance thing, what we do with the independents is we rehearse on a real regular basis to the point that when we perform, everything is so, what's the word Lord Saint likes to use? So tight. Right. That it becomes fun because we don't have to think about it. You know, it's not, we don't have to really work too hard. We just have fun with it, and that's when we can put the 10% in. But it's not as much effort if we had not prepared so well. You know, so we'll
wow
our performances. So it's easy, like breathing. You know.
Yeah, you put that 90 in, and you can go ahead and party for that 10. Sounds like, you know, once you get to the stage, if you're like Marshall Thompson and the Shylights and the Independents rehearsing and taking this business serious, when you get on that stage, you can genuinely have fun. And that's what we're about to do right now. But before we get to the music, listening to Leaving Me, Baby, I've Been Missing You, and Just As Long As You Need Me, we're going to have the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, come in with her melodica and see if she has something she wants to play, say, to our guest.
You know, only Marshall has the melodica. Behave yourself.
Okay.
I remember when you guys came to Baltimore back in the 70s. That's where I am. And I was mesmerized by the show, the stage performance, the uniforms, the hair, the everything. I mean, it was just fantastic. I mean, you guys and of course the lady. Very, very impressive. And of course, one of my favorite songs was Leaving Me. And I used to try to sing that song all the time. Couldn't get it too well, but did my best. And I'm just honored to have you guys on the stage. I knew Chuck, I think, a little better than I did Maurice. But I'm just so glad to know that you guys are still doing your thing and that God is blessing you. And baby girl, God bless you. That is a wonderful thing that you can stand beside Dad and stick your chest out, and he can stick his chest out, and you all can be proud and do your thing together. So I'm just very honored to be able to be a part of this show this evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, all right, now, you know, we're going to get to the music, but, of course, Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, will have the last word. And what will that be, Mr. Marshall Thompson?
Well, I want to wish Independent great more success to come. And behind the interview, they should get quite a few engagements calling in for the agent from there. And just keep on doing what you're doing. And I see Paul in another week, but I got to get in the studio with him so I can get ready for the track date we have in Dallas, Texas for the 25th. So I got to get in there and get some work done with Paul Richmond. So I'll be seeing him real soon. But thanks for coming on the show, gentlemen. And
thank you so much.
And, it's a pleasure having you on tonight. Many folks have been on our show, Gladys Knight, Bubble. We had Lil Anthony and Pierre. We had the Stylistic. We had the Help from Blue Note. On and on. And truly, on and on. We had quite a few.
And definitely stay tuned because we have Mr. Carl Carlton coming up October 25th. So definitely come back and say hello to Mr. Carl Carlton and visit Marshall Thompson on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. We want to thank you for being on here with us. I want to thank you for all of your music and artistry that you've given us to have and embrace all of the years. We're going to go out on the music. Does anyone want to set up the music for us? Tell us about Just As Long As You Need Me, Baby I've Been Missing You, and Leaving Me.
Just As Long As You Need Me was the first song that we ever recorded going into the studio, and it was a smash record as well. And then the first time we met, Baby I've Been Missing You was really a wipeout. It was a folks still call on that song today. But Leaving Me broke all records. We were in Gent Magazine for 6 weeks straight, number one. So I'll never forget that one. Oh,
first gold record.
First gold record. And the first gold record
certified.
Wow. Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, right here live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the Independent, and holding it down from Uptown, Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds. I'm Beverly Black. I'm the creator of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, right here live on Tribe Family Channel, a gumbo for the Soul International Family brand. We want to invite you back on October 25th when our guest will be Carl. She's a bad mama jammer, Carlton. But until then, we want to thank you for tuning in, and we want you to be blessed and be a blessing. And we send our love and prayers to all of those in Puerto Rico, those in California that are lost, have been lost in the fires, and just all of the tragedies that we're seeing play out around this landscape. We have our thoughts and prayers with the world. So you all be blessed, and thank you once again.
Grace to you and peace of God, our Father,
the
Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. And amen, amen, amen. Peace and blessings all, and have a blessed night. Martha Thompson?
Yes.
Hey, we're going out with more power to the people at the end.
All right.
We love you much, my brother.
Right on.
Bless you.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Darling, since we've been together, you know, you've changed me. I mean, you really rearranged me.
Just as long as you need me.
times I've been alone. It's like being shed out from the world with no one to call my home. And like sunshine, you came into my heart. You gave my life new meaning. Girl, you gave me a brand new start, baby.
Just as long as you need me, just as long as you want, I'll be alright.
My faith in love with just a simple key. You created laughter from two lips that wouldn't smile. And when you shared your understanding, you changed my whole lifestyle. Oh, baby,
just as long as. Every now and then, you know, when I thought I'd done something good, and you did all that, you know what? You're still doing it. And I thank you, baby. I mean, what can I say? But I'm not ever looking for anywhere to go, unless you're going with me. You know why? Because you're my whole world. My whole future depends on you. My whole everything evolves around you, darling. You're the atmosphere of everything that I might want to possess. You and everything I do. No, I don't care if they talk about me. They can say what they will of me. But you see, Chuck just know. He just know where his thing is. No, no, baby, we don't have no problem with that. You see, the problem lies within them. Because they're not sure of what they got, so they're going to say, you know, Chuck, he ain't happy. Oh, but I'm just as happy as a lot. Oh, yeah, baby. And listen, and just as long as you want me, and you need me, and you love me, darling, don't look for me. I'll be right there by your side, each and every day. Just as long as you need me, just as long as you want me, I'll be alright.
Baby,
what you telling me?
I want you to go, baby.
Baby,
lately I felt that you avoided my conversations. You would turn on the TV and you'd leave an aggravation. I just don't know what I've done to you. But whatever it is, child, I hope one thing can be true, and that is, sometimes I moan, how long
can't be.
You don't know
what you're telling me.
Don't know what it's doing to me,
baby.
Oh no. Girl, if you only knew what was going through my mind, just stop fooling around with me. Give me all your time. Me one day, I've been through.
Leaving me,
I'm sick, babe.
Can't be
somebody, somebody know I'm talking about out there.
Leaving me,
can't
be.
I know it's gonna be lacking in one day. I'm gonna be here with the neighbors. You know how the neighbors talk. Old Tom over there, he wants you to leave me in the house. And old Mary down there, she don't know what she's talking about.